Test 3. Listening 1. Read, listen, and choose the correct answer. One.
Well, Miss Jones, I just got your results from Dr. Lewis, and I've got to tell you that we must take this seriously. First thing you'll need to do is getting some special chairs. I know you work in an office and sometimes at your home, so I'm afraid you'll need to get two. And please, come up here, stand just right in front of the door. I'll be showing you the way you must start your daily exercise. Get down on the floor, face down, lift up one leg up to the farthest you can go, then switch legs and try not to glance around. If you do so, you may hurt your back.
Two.
Good evening, Home's Taste Restaurant. What would you like to order?
Oh, good evening. I'd like to order some soup.
Certainly. What kind of soup?
I'd like a light one with greens and some sliced dry bread. Some green rice with chopped potatoes and carrots.
Would you like to get the special? It contains greens, chicken, and mushroom slices.
Sounds good. But I had that this afternoon with some vegetable and fruit salad, and it was great, but I'd rather try the one I just asked for.
Three.
Look at these peas. Wow, it's amazing, isn't it? I can't believe how it makes the countryside look so perfect. The man who painted it was born in 1869, and it took him 30 years to get to the exact point where he would be able to accomplish something like this. He said that he got the inspiration and the painting technique from a piece which was painted in 1698, almost 200 years back in time.
Four.
How to get to the museum? Well, I'm not sure I know the city well, but I'll try to help. Go along this avenue until you come to a post office, and then turn left. A few steps ahead, you'll find 25th Street. Go straight on. Stop at the traffic lights and turn right. There's a newsstand. Go across the street and continue your way on it. Two blocks ahead, turn left, and you'll find the museum on your left. There's a big cinema opposite the museum. If you feel like you're getting nowhere, just ask the people at any newsstand to hand you out a leaflet. There are many newsstands near the museum, and it's for sure they'll tell you whether you're close or not.
Five.
Okay, Dane, stop that for a moment and come to the office. We need to talk about the new toys we have to make.
Oh, sure. Here, look. This is side-splitting.
Well, looks good so far, but what is it?
Well, you said you were thinking of something like a new rabbit, a car, an action man, or a giant shark. Well, I got some all-in-one collection figures.
Oh, sorry. You have done what?
Okay, here. Look closely. I'm turning this part, and this, and now this.
I thought it was a robot.
Well, it is a rabbit, but it turns into a water creature too. And I just drew a special character that could be the man in charge of controlling Mighty.
Mighty?
Oh yeah, that's the name that I gave to it.
Six.
Hi. Good evening, officer. I was wondering if you could help me here. I never thought this could ever happen to me. It's just that I was taking care of my dog because I didn't want it to go off by himself. My brother said he had stopped and pulled over in front of the market, but he's not there. Look, my little dog is getting anxious and I don't have a car now. It was taken to the garage and I have nothing to pay a fare home with. Is it possible you can help find out where my brother's car is?
Seven.
And now, quick reports.
Hi, this is Anthony Dunn with a traffic report. Official warning about delays on M54 and M45 roads has been given by local and national security officers. Unfortunately, there has been a horrible accident on MN5, which has provoked a total stop in the traffic flow. Tailbacks all along the surrounding roads, except for 5N Road, which has been used to free the flow. Remember, traffic flow is moving slowly, and nobody must head or take MN5, as it is the only one that's been completely blocked.
I have been doing this fruit and greens diet for quite long, you know. I'm supposed to eat this only. It's quite obvious that anybody will lose weight when eating this way, and the physical activity that I've been doing is just the perfect match. But I don't understand why it is required that I consume these pills. You know, eating healthily and doing exercise has always been thought of as being the best you can do for your body and health. Besides, every time I take the pills, my heartbeat increases so much that I need to sit down and wait for it to get back to the normal rate. I'm just going to continue with it, leaving aside the pills, and maybe go see another doctor for a different opinion, you know? Diets are supposed to be good for you, not the other way around.